They're the joyful agains our children shout on the swings, the exhausting agains of cooking and laundry, and the difficult agains of discipline. So much of what we do as mothers is on repeat. So what if we woke up with clarity, knowing which agains we were called to, and went to bed believing we are faithful in what matters most? We believe God's word is the key to untangle from the confusion and overwhelm we feel. Let's look up together to embrace a motherhood full of freedom and joy. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Again Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Hickox, and this is brought to you by Entrusted Ministries. Today, I want to announce officially that we have some epic freebies available for you on our Entrusted Ministries website. Go to the homepage and sign up, and we are going to send you a full lesson from Entrusted with a Child's Heart. We just want you to see what does Entrusted with a Child's Heart really entail, and this is going to give you a fantastic taste of that. The second thing I want to talk about today is Easter. I think something that is so discouraging is when you see a fantastic idea for a tradition, but it's 2 days before and you don't have time to prep. And you're like, oh man, if I would have known about that a week ago, that would have absolutely been in our lineup. So I'm wanting to make sure that I give you ample time. It's March 13th. You have until the week of Easter, and Easter's on March 31st, if you need a reminder. Several of these ideas you'll obviously want to do prior to Easter, but hopefully this is going to give you plenty of time to get your ducks and your eggs in a row. For many of us, with Easter being in March, it will fall close to our spring breaks, and I hope that is an opportunity to make it even more intentional in our homes and a more peaceful, joyful opportunity. Easter is my favorite holiday by far. I love it all. The warming weather, the pastel colors, the Cadbury mini eggs, and of course, the spiritual implications, which humble me to my core. I even welcomed my firstborn on Good Friday. Boy, did Jesus' suffering mean a lot to me during that experience. I think Christmas is fantastic, but there is usually so much going on. People often get so focused on the gifts. Easter, however, is all about Christ. Sure, there may be some baskets of goodies and some filled eggs, but I think the heart of the holiday is easier to keep on the forefront. It's been so fun for me to celebrate this life-changing occasion with my kids. And today I just wanted to share with you a few things that we have done in our home that point to Christ and his sacrifice. The first idea I'd like to share is a book recommendation that I heard of from my friend Holly, and it came just at the perfect time for my family. So we started doing this when my boys were younger, and it came at a season where I knew the Lord was stirring in my heart, just asking if I was focusing enough on grace in my home. Those who are near to me know that I often struggle to accept my own weaknesses and failures, and with all the correction and instruction I provide for my children, I just wanted to make sure, are they really understanding grace and forgiveness? I'm truly thankful for the Lord whenever you feel like your parenting pendulum is tilting a little bit to one side, how he make sure to get you back on track. When a good friend shared the following Easter activity with me, I thought this is such a great way to make grace tangible to my children. Jill Hardy wrote a beautiful story entitled The Sparkle Egg about a boy learning how Jesus' sacrifice impacts him. The book summary is as follows. Easter is coming and Sam loves Easter, but this year he is upset about a lie he told his parents. Even though he apologized and they forgave him, Sam can't shake the feeling that he is a bad kid for what he did. Meanwhile, his parents help him make a special Easter craft called a sparkle egg. His mom tells him to write anything he feels sorry about or ashamed of on a piece of paper and put it inside his sparkle egg. On Easter morning, when he opens his egg expecting a surprise, Sam finds that it is empty. His parents explain that because Jesus died and rose again, we are forgiven. Like the tomb that first Easter day, Sam's egg is empty, and Sam's wrongdoing is completely forgiven. Once he accepts this forgiveness fully, Sam realizes a truth. We can shine with God's light when we let God's gift of grace into our hearts. So the basic concept is that you read the book with your children, and then each person decorates a sparkle egg. I found some simple eggs at Walmart that had glitter on them, and we bought those and then glued beads or different craft items on them, and they all decorated them. Of course, mom's got a man, the hot glue gun. Then I gave them each a piece of paper and explained that they were to, depending on their ability level, they can draw a picture or write something down about something that they know that they need to leave at the cross, that something that they're still struggling to feel forgiven about. Now, you don't want this to feel forced or coerced. It's wonderful if they don't have anything like that, but maybe they can't think of it right on the spot, and you might need time for little ones, especially, to think of that. But I always do this with my kids because I find that the truth in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That is a truth I need to repeat to myself often. And when the enemy tries to remind me of mistakes that I know I have taken to the cross, that I need to continue to preach the gospel to myself. So I always draw a picture or write something down for myself so that I can also embrace this miraculous truth that Jesus died for my sins. So we fold up those little pieces of paper, and I don't ask my children to share them with me. And we put them inside the sparkle egg, and I make sure that I remember which egg belongs to which child. Then when I'm preparing their Easter baskets, I remove the paper from the eggs and close the egg back up and make sure that it's in the right child's Easter basket. You could, of course, do this idea without the book, but I've found that the book communicates in a very clear way this amazing concept to little ones. Another powerful idea that is been impactful for my children is that a week or two before Easter, I get out a homemade set of resurrection eggs that I made. When I taught third grade, I had a store-bought version that the students really loved, but I found a set of pastel speckled eggs at Hobby Lobby one year, and it was a great deal. I took these speckled eggs and a gold marker and made my own version, making a simple drawing on each egg. I put those in a basket, and then I use the book Benjamin's Box, and I lead my children through this fictitious little boy's observations of the Holy Week. It is a powerful, though not overly graphic, method for teaching children about Jesus' sacrifice. There are a page or two that you might want to be careful about if your children are particularly sensitive, but it's not as graphic as many crucifixion depictions are. This will forever be an activity that I treasure above so much because my oldest actually accepted Christ after we went through the story. He really was able to see what Jesus has done for him and why each step in the story is so important. Each time you turn a page in the book, there is an item that relates to that page. For example, there may be a coin on the egg that corresponds to the page about Judas betraying Jesus. I know that the store-bought version of resurrection eggs are all over, so I'm sure you can find those on Amazon or at a craft store, and we'll link to these books and resurrection eggs in the show notes. Feel free to click on that too to make it easy. Another activity that is a must-do for us is every Saturday evening before Easter Sunday, my boys and I have made resurrection rolls. These are a very simple way to show children that Jesus was in the tomb and then he wasn't. You entomb a marshmallow with butter and cinnamon sugar, and this represents the spices and embalming process that the women honored Christ's body with. And then you wrap this marshmallow, you wrap it and place it inside of a crescent roll. So you're not going to roll the crescent roll like you normally do. You're just going to fold it over the marshmallow. I will tell you that it's absolutely important that you pinch the sides together super tight. Otherwise, the marshmallow will seep out and it will feel much less mysterious. You bake them for 10 to 12 minutes and then you leave the rolls in the oven overnight. When you wake up on Easter morning, you get out the rolls, and when you bite in, you will discover that they are hollow and that Jesus, the marshmallow, has risen. Instead, you just have a delicious and very easy treat for the morning. Like I said, it's very simple, but it's effective and a fun way for kids to see what Christ has done. I'll also link to that recipe in the show notes. Betsy always does an egg smash. Every year after Easter dinner, she brings out a large basket of beautifully dyed hard-boiled eggs. All the guests get into pairs and try to smash their opponent's eggs. So everybody only gets one. In your duel, you are allowed to just hold the egg and smash it against your opponent's egg. If your egg cracks, you are out. In almost every battle, one is going to crack and the other is going to remain intact. This tournament continues with new pairings of uncracked eggs getting together until the last person doesn't have a cracked egg. My Uncle David usually really goes for it and smashes hard, and sometimes that pays off for him and he is the winner. It's fun to have a prize or a little extra dessert for the winner. Of course, before all of this, those hard-boiled eggs serve as a beautiful part of your decorations. Growing up, and even to this day, my mom loves to make large sidewalk chalk birthday signs in our driveway. She does this for many holidays. And we really like to make a huge He is Risen sign on our driveway for Easter. Make it as big as you can, as vibrant as you can. It's usually the first time it's warm enough to break out the sidewalk chalk again. So we really like to get that out and to just declare that He is risen to all who walk by. And I think this would be a really sweet one to even get neighbor kids to participate in and have a great conversation about why Easter is so important to your family. A truly simple and easy tradition that is a must do for us on Easter morning is our confetti egg tradition. I found these at Walmart a couple years ago, and I think we've used them maybe 5 years in a row, and they still have them. I'm so thankful. Each year I buy extra just in case they stop making them. But so far, I've been thankful to see that they're still there, and they're super inexpensive. So I buy these confetti eggs, and they are hollow eggs that are filled with confetti and then sealed off with tissue paper. And I will put down a plastic tablecloth, and there are cuter options every year with these. I'll put a plastic tablecloth down on the table, and then I set the table with just maybe fun napkins and paper plates, because I have learned that is part of the key to a peaceful holiday morning with little ones. I just want to make sure that we get to church on time and joyful, and all of those little things have really helped. With those items on the table, then I will set out these confetti eggs, and it's nice because they have that flat edge where the tissue paper is, so they will set nicely around the table. Then on Easter morning before we eat, we grab our resurrection eggs and we shout as loud as we want, "He is risen!" And then we smash the confetti eggs on the table, and it looks so pretty with all of the confetti. I just always want my kids to know I'm going to cheer louder for Jesus than for anything. And then we enjoy breakfast together before we get ready. There are also some worship songs that I like to put on in the background. Was It a Morning Like This? I love the lyrics of that and the anticipation that produces. Those are some of my favorite ways to keep the focus of Easter truly on Christ, but to make it really fun for little ones. Don't forget to head to our website to grab that full hour-long lesson of Entrusted with a Child's Heart. Also, don't forget to write a review or share this with a friend or both. We know you're busy, Mama, so we are truly grateful you joined us for this episode of Again. If you're looking for more information about building your home on the foundation of Jesus Christ, head to www.entrustedministries.com to learn more about our study for moms, Entrusted with a Child's Heart. This scripture-saturated study has blessed families around the world, and we want it for you too. Before you go, I want to pray this benediction over you. From 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 through 12, we're rooting for you. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Until we meet again.